Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate, the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Schmidt from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Judas. The name is synonymous with betrayal. While most would agree that what Judas did was terrible, there have been attempts by some to cast Judas in a more positive light. After all, if Judas had not betrayed Jesus, Jesus would never have gone to the cross and God's plan of salvation would have never come to fruition. Just because God used Judas's betrayal in his plan of salvation doesn't get Judas off the hook, however. What he did was sinful. But seeing how we are sinners too, the more important thing for us to consider is what we do after we sin. And that's what we see in our reading for today. We see what Judas did in response to a recognition of his sin. In Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 and 4, we are told, "Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and the elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.'" At first, it would seem Judas was repenting. He brought back the money. He concluded that he had done something wrong. He betrayed an innocent man. But then, tragically, Matthew tells us that Judas went and hung himself. So the question is, did Judas repent? He seemed sorry. He recognized the wrongness of his actions. But it was a grief over sin that had no hope for forgiveness. Judas never experienced true peace and forgiveness. Instead, his recognition of his sin only led him to despair. If simply being sorry for a sin isn't repentance that leads to forgiveness, then what is repentance? I had a lady in my new members class recently ask me this very question. She made the point that she keeps sinning and there's no way to stop sinning, so how do we know we have repented? Well, this is a very practical question for many people and one that weighs on the minds of believers. What Judas said and did is instructive for us. He says he betrayed innocent blood. He only saw Jesus as innocent of the charge put before him. What Judas didn't see was who Jesus really is. He did not see him as the Son of God who came to die for sinners. He didn't see that what he himself had put in motion by his betrayal was the very means by which God was going to do something about the problem of sin that is a barrier between God and us. He did not see Jesus as the answer to his problem of sin. Judas relied on himself. And relying on himself, pride drove him to betray Jesus. Then when he became remorseful for what he had done, again relying on himself, he fell into despair. Sin is relying on ourselves, believing we are in control. If you go through life believing God is blessing you based on your performance, that God owes you because of how good you have been, then you're relying on yourself. You are your own savior. You are acting as if you are in control. And then if you go through life relying on yourself and then you do something that you are so ashamed of that you can't forgive yourself, then what's left? Looking to yourself in that moment can only drive you to despair. If you spend your life relying on yourself and then you realize you aren't in control and you don't have all the answers, where do you go? So how did I answer the lady in my class who asked this question about true repentance? What is true repentance? True repentance is only possible when we look outside of ourselves, when we are pointed to the solution for sin. The only way we can truly repent of our sins is when we see the one who is innocent, the innocent Son of God, taking the punishment for our sins. The cross enables us to see the severity of our sins. It took the Son of God dying on a cross for your sins to be punished. The ugliness and brutality of Jesus' suffering shows us the ugliness of our sins. The cross also shows us the incredible love of God, that He was willing to send His Son as a substitute so that we would not be condemned. In Jesus, God was able to destroy sin without destroying us sinners. Seeing His justice and His grace come together at the cross is the only way to repent. In fact, it frees us to truly repent because we have a promise. John tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a promise that because Jesus took the punishment for our sins, there is no sin that God will hold against us when we repent. Judas couldn't truly repent because he didn't see Jesus as his Lord and Savior. We can truly repent and experience true peace and joy now and for eternity when we see that although Judas set the chain of events in motion, Judas didn't nail Jesus to the cross. We all did that. Our sins put him there. He was pierced for our iniquities, and by his wounds we are healed. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Schmidt from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Royal Oak, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.